Good morning, and welcome. It's time now for our Community Connection right here on K1, the one you trust. And it's time now to get real with Get Real Ministries with Pastor Rando. And how you doing there, Shiloh? I like that. I like the shirt. I had to look twice instead of going, oh, you know, Coke? No, it's not. But boy, I tell you what, we got the Jesus Burger event going on.
Absolutely.
And Get Real Thrifty. And but you guys just do everything. That's one mission that's on a mission.
Well, you know what? We try to do what we believe that the Heavenly Father is telling us to do.
Uh-huh.
Once again, I don't look for things to do. I've got a nice motorcycle that I could be on. I could be any place.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, my heart is Bartlesville.
It is.
A while back, I felt like the Lord spoke to me, and He said, all things Bartlesville. And I'm like, okay, Lord. And I believe what He meant to me was anything that's going on in mm-hmm. Bartlesville, He said He wants His presence to be there.
Mm.
Wants people to recognize and realize that the Spirit of God is moving throughout this community. This is an amazing, amazing community. I mean, there's so many awesome ministries here, not just Get Real Ministries. I'm talking Humble Road, the Biker Church, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Grace Community. I mean, there's so many different amazing churches in this town. We're just one piece. You know, we're just one part of the body,
mm-hmm.
but we're an active part. We're very active.
Ooh, boy, when you need roller skates to keep up with you guys.
You know what? It's amazing.
Keeps us out of trouble.
Tonight, as a matter of fact, starting at 7 p.m., at the church, in the parking lot, we have Ignite is going to be there once again this month. And Ignite is a revival prayer organization out of Tulsa
mm-hmm.
That are prayer specific in certain regions and all in Oklahoma. And once again, they're going to be at Get Real Ministries. It's like a pre-prayer for Jesus Burger.
Mm-hmm.
We have worship. We have prayer time. We walk the community. We walk around the neighborhoods and stuff mm-hmm. and just pray and believe that God's going to bring souls in. And He has, and He does each and every time. It's amazing, amazing what God's doing.
Miracle on 14th Street,
that's
as they
right.
say.
Miracle on 14th Street. So
right.
I have to jump into our Jesus Burger budget motel, okay?
Okay.
So we were 2 weeks ago. We have been invited for a year and a half probably from the good people at the budget motel to have Jesus Burger in our parking lot. Oh. Have Jesus Burger. Bring Jesus Burger. So finally, we set a date and we showed up for Jesus Burger
mm-hmm.
in the parking lot of the Budget Motel on the west side of town. Some mm-hmm. amazing, amazing yeah. family.
The Patels.
This family is from India,
mm-hmm.
okay? And they invited us knowing that we worship Jesus,
Jesus
knowing
Burger.
That we promote Jesus, knowing that we are Christians. And they continued, please come, please
always.
Come. So we set up for Jesus Burger in the parking lot. And Dad comes out with his keyboard. And he sets his keyboard up with us, and he's playing keys along while we're doing our worship,
wow.
knowing good and well that we're worshiping the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So during this outreach time, I mean, from one end of the parking lot to the other,
yeah,
we had First Step Shoe Ministry was there. Kim and Jeremy Toll, Loretta and Joe Carmen, they have First Step Shoe Ministry. And First Steps, what they do is they've handed out over 1,000 pair of brand new shoes to school children. Kids that need shoes, kids that, I mean,
and then the everybody, homeless that use,
yeah,
you know.
And then the homeless folks, they hand out shoes there too. And then we had the clothing ministry set up next to the shoes. And then we had the worship and the ministry and everything set up in the middle of the parking lot. And had the water baptism set up.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the other end of the parking lot, they were grilling burgers and hot dogs and all. We had full-blown Jesus Burger. But the most mm-hmm. amazing part was when the altar call came. You know, for people, do you want to surrender your life to Jesus Christ?
Mm-hmm.
We had 3 people come to the altar and recommit their life to Jesus Christ.
Wow.
We had 6 people water baptized that same day, that very same day. We had 2 ladies come up and say, you know what, we're tired of this life. We want to go to a rehab somewhere. Can you help us get into a rehab someplace? So God is moving. He's moving in ways that people don't recognize and realize that it's the hand of God that positions all this. We went back the next week. We went back to the budget to
mm-hmm.
take care of some business there. And he comes running out with his cell phone. He said, I share Jesus Burger with my family, my friends in India. And I'm like, what?
What?
And he started playing the video, and he was showing me the video.
Oh, wow.
So watch this. Jesus Burger The name of Jesus is being promoted in India mm-hmm. right now. Mm-hmm. So
it's Muslim.
I'm telling you, they worship so many different things in India, but the name of Jesus is being exalted through something as silly as Jesus Burger. That's Jesus. That's the God that I serve.
There you go.
He's amazing.
Man, alive. Well, congratulations on that worldwide success.
Worldwide.
Right here in the heart of Bartlesville.
Exactly.
Right.
Oh,
exactly.
Man.
In the heart of the Muslims.
Yeah.
The Hindu faith and over there is really prominent. But man, that is really cool. How are things going at Get Real Thrifty? Are we still thrifty as ever?
Things are amazing. Things are amazing at Get Real Thrifty.
Mm-hmm. We're transitioning to our winter right now.
So I want to say this. I want to say a deep, heartfelt I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. We have some amazing people come to us mm-hmm. to bring donations. And there's times that our donation room is so full that the ladies need a day or two to get caught up. And the hardest thing in the world to do is to tell somebody, no,
we're full.
We can't right now. It's because we don't want to pile stuff on top of stuff.
It means we need more buyers.
we could use some volunteers.
Yeah, we could use some volunteers. Yeah.
But God has blessed us with an amazing group of people that bring donations in, an amazing group of people that come in and shop. Yeah. And once again, though, all the proceeds from Get Real Thrifty go right back into Bartlesville, go right back into the community with Jesus Burger and other outreaches. Yeah.
We just got a family into Family Promise.
Yes.
Great group.
They're a great group.
This is about the third family that we've...
Oh, we've had more. Yeah, well, we had every family we've joined up with them on has been successful. They have their own places
great.
Now. We just have another lady that got her own place, got her baby back, and has a car now. And she was on the streets a couple years ago, and she was one we never thought. We're like, oh, no. You know, and so she's doing amazing now, but Family Promise had helped that area, another lady, you know. So when we link up with them, they're amazing. They're a positive influence in the community as well.
They are
so
incredible.
Yeah,
incredible.
So we just now got a family from Budget over to there. So there's there's processes of us working together into that.
And it's all partnerships, isn't it?
It's all partnerships.
For the kingdom, yeah.
It's the body of Christ literally coming together. And once again, I know everyone has...
People want to do their part, too.
Yeah.
They got to do their part.
People having signs above the doors. Ours is Get Real Ministries, you know. But it's not about that. It's about the Spirit of God having the freedom to move in the hearts of people. Bringing the people together so mm-hmm. that others can succeed.
Yes.
Because if we're stuck in this mentality of Lord bless my four and no more...
Yeah.
I question your relationship with Jesus. Do you truly have a relationship with Jesus? Or if you're just focused on you and you alone, because the Great Commission says, go and make disciples. So every one of us have something to do for the kingdom. If it's something as simple as in a checkout line, the cashier, if it's something as simple as saying, I just want to remind you that Jesus loves
you. You'd be surprised how many
people promote that. Yeah. We promote that with our people all the time and the responses that you get just from something that simple.
So it goes back into Thrifty. We go back to that. Homecoming's coming up.
Oh, yes.
And so we're going to have, we already do have an abundant nice selection of dresses.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of the men's items, too. So, parents, come check it out, because I know with the kids that I've had, it is a lot less expensive with the dresses. And these are nice dresses. These aren't anything that you would...
Usually only been worn once.
Exactly, you know. And we got, like I said, he said, we have people that donate, and we love them. They're nice donors. And so these are dresses. Come check it out for homecoming and save some money, you know, and also get some love of Jesus.
There you go.
Absolutely.
You know? Yeah.
And again, we have so many, you mentioned earlier, community or sponsorship, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
But,
working together.
Yeah, people working together. We have the Homeland right down the street here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Elizabeth, what an amazing young woman. She calls us. She contacts us. She'll have bread items or things that she needs to get rid of.
Mm-hmm.
And she calls Get Real.
Yeah.
And we're able to bless other people with things like that. We have Don Cavan. Don Cavan Services. He provides Porta Johns, you know, for events and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
An amazing man, amazing. Mm-hmm. Don Cavan is
Will you have the showers open this time?
Yeah,
Burger. Jesus Burger is Saturday at 6, and we'll have that. We're also going to have showers open before that.
Oh, wow,
we have a portable shower trailer.
That is so nice.
And the shower trailer will be open. We will open it at noon. So it'll be open from noon till like 5, you know.
Uh-huh.
And then we'll have to shut it down. Yeah. And we have clothes for folks. We have the toiletries. We have shampoos and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You can come in and get the grime off, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
And I don't know who all, I mean, we have so many people. Painted Horse.
Yeah, that's Painted right. They help you out a lot.
Yeah, they do. Sal's Donuts. He's the reason.
Ain't he the sweetest guy?
Yeah, right?
I'm going to blame Sal. I'm blaming you for this. Oh. But anyway.
Oaky Lemonade.
Oaky Lemonade.
They're new in the town. That's real. Oh, my gosh. You haven't checked them out. Their lemonade is amazing. And their food.
I don't know where all to go. We've got so many different directions to go.
But it all leads to one place, doesn't it?
It all leads to the
Jesus.
Cross.
All everybody working
it
together.
It all leads to the cross. Yeah. So we're in the process. We're laying the foundation. We hope to do it by the first of the month.
Mm-hmm.
The parking lot down by Dollar
General and Travelers.
Yeah.
Down by the Travelers Motel. We're looking to do a Jesus Burger in that area because
that's a big lot.
Yeah.
Used to be big lot.
Used to be big lot.
Oh, it did.
Fun intended, huh?
I had no idea. I'm sorry.
So, but there's a community. There's an elder community there, an apartment complex.
Yeah,
okay.
It's around the back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we want to be able to reach them. Plus the folks that are staying at the Travelers, we want to be able to reach them.
Mm-hmm. The East Side neighborhoods.
And then there's some folks that travel through that place.
Kind of stay in the woods area. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so we want to be able to reach them as well.
Mm-hmm.
So Pastor Rod Baker, North Star Bridge Ministries and Jinks, supplies us with an overabundance of food to hand out each and every time we do this. Each and every time we have Jesus Burger. Well, actually, every Sunday service and every Wednesday service at the church, we hand out food bags.
Get your buy bags.
I call them get your buy bags. They'll get you by for about 3-4 days, you know, which isn't too shabby.
No, it's not.
And we have some people, not everyone that we deal with are homeless. And we have some people that are working every day, but they just
need that extra,
you know, just that little bag of groceries or a little bit
at the end of the month or between paychecks. Yeah, they're caught in that loop.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And that's part of the reason why we do what we do the third Saturday of the month, because it's the end of the month and people's funds are typically running low, and we're there to be able to help bless, you know. So that's part of what we do. Pastor Rod Baker, he just let me know yesterday. He said, "Hey, Pastor Rando," he said, "just want to let you know I've got a semi-load of winter coats coming."
Woo.
He said, "I will contact you when they come in." So we will have winter coats. We will have winter coats. Plus, we have people that donate amazing stuff too.
Probably pair up with other.
Yes, we will. We will try to partner with whoever we can to make certain that we can hand out all the new
coats. Last year it was Bartlesville Magazine with Keith and Christy.
Yeah.
And Iron Sharp Ministries is probably who will.
You know something, people are saying, well, it's going to be 95 degrees today. Well, you know what? That's not going to last. It's just in a blink of an eye, it will be cold again.
It is Oklahoma.
It is Oklahoma.
Subject to change without notice.
Without notice. Fall, where did that go?
Exactly.
It lasted 16 hours.
Exactly. So we want to say thank you to you all, too.
Thank you, you guys. You
allow us to come in and promote Jesus. If I promote anything other than Jesus when I come in here, I don't need to be in here because it's not about me. It's not about our programs. It's not about anything else. It's truly all about Jesus because he's the reason for everything. He's the reason that we're sitting here breathing this air that we're breathing right now.
Absolutely.
So if I ever veer from promoting Jesus, just pull the plug on me. Just But I do want to say, I do want to invite people. We do want to invite people to church service.
Yeah.
We're at 411 West 14th Street. Some people know it as the old Ruples convenience store or grocery store. We're on the south side of 14th Street, right there by the railroad tracks. Mm-hmm. We have
by Brookhaven Apartments across from FYC gas station.
Yep, there you go.
There you go.
We have Sunday service at 10:30 a.m. We have Wednesday night service at 6:30 p.m. We have all kinds of stuff going throughout the day. You never know what's going on.
And if you need a food bag, then
if you need food bags, come to service. Be the easiest way.
Yeah.
Either Sunday or Wednesday, come to Jesus Burger for clothes. I mean, gosh.
Yeah. If you're not going to our church, get plugged in somewhere. Guys, these times are rough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, well, that's an understatement.
Yeah. Just get plugged in somewhere.
I want to thank you both for coming in here and sharing the great words.
Well, thank you. Thank you for letting us.
We've got more coming up here on K1.
Maybe this is the year that you resolve.